This is an urgent news alert from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
If Israel's enemies would put down their arms, there would be peace. If Israel would put down our arms, there would be no more Israel. Israel wants peace.
The people of Israel are in peril, once again facing anti-Semitic hatred, violence, and unprecedented rocket attacks from enemies vowed to her destruction. Yet Israel and her people are not alone.
If we have eyes of godliness, if we know that God is with us, God will be with us. The second we start to fear and say, oh, Hamas has so many rockets, and Iran, they're working towards nuclear weapons, and we have Hezbollah who could launch thousands of direct missiles on Israel, that is our weakness. That's when God says, you think I'm not as big as Hezbollah's weapons? You think I'm not as big as Hamas's rockets that they're throwing at you?
Welcome to a special Emergency Bless Israel program, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. We're going to talk about the ongoing terror crisis taking place in Israel, how the fellowship is responding with emergency aid, and also how Christians can help and bless Israel and her people for such a time as this. And we begin with Yael Eckstein, President and CEO of the fellowship. She recorded this update from a fellowship bomb shelter in Israel.
Shalom, my friends, from here in Israel. The situation here is very difficult, and I wanted to give you a little bit of an update on what's happening in Israel. This might sound to you like there's been so many rockets going on, but for some reason, I don't think there's ever been this many rockets launched at central Israel. And that is kind of a red line of once you strike there, that's really war. Israel has had a lot of different conflicts where we've had thousands of rockets sometimes launched at southern Israel cities. But Hamas and the terrorists have not achieved or had the courage or had the horror or had the pure evil to launch so many rockets. It's, I think, the second time maybe in history that the Ben Gurion airport is closed down. There's no air traffic in Israel. All airplanes have been redirected to Cyprus because the airspace over Ben Gurion Airport is so dangerous. We know that there are casualties. We know that there was a bus that was hit in a suburb of Tel Aviv. This now is Hamas's way to gain popularity amongst the extremists by Hamas launching rockets at Jerusalem, at Tel Aviv, suddenly puts them on the map. What does that mean? That suddenly all the extremists are standing with Hamas. If they're launching rockets, it means that they're taking a stand against evil Israel. Israel is responding by targeting terrorists. They're targeting those people who are launching rockets. They're called rocket launching cells. Israel goes and target kills people right before they're about to launch rockets. And so what that means is instead of just randomly bombing the Gaza Strip, Israel's going, finding the terrorists, and specifically taking the terrorists out. And I pray at any moment a ceasefire could happen, but the more rockets that are launched at Tel Aviv and central Israel, the more unlikely a ceasefire is. I think one of the biggest fears is that Hezbollah up north will get involved in this, and that Hezbollah in Lebanon, in northern Israel, has even more advanced rockets, and some even say hundreds of thousands of them, to reach every single place in Israel, and direct missiles.
Israel is a land which God says uniquely, prophetically, and repeatedly in the Bible, "This land is mine." God refers to Israel as he does to no other land on earth. Today, the people of Israel are in peril, once again facing unprovoked terrorism, anti-Semitic hatred, and violence from enemies vowed to Israel's destruction. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground helping those in harm's way and meeting desperate needs like building bomb shelters and other security necessities for vulnerable Jews and displaced Israelis with nowhere to turn. Your gift today of $45 or any amount God leads you to give toward this crisis and future terror attacks upon Israelis will be truly life-saving. You'll help provide emergency essentials needed right now. Here's the number to call and make your emergency gift to help bless and protect God's chosen people in Israel. 800-572-1313. 800-572-1313. That's 800-572-1313. Or you can donate online at protectisrael.org. That's www.protectisrael.org. You're listening to a special Emergency Bless Israel program on the terror crisis taking place in Israel. Here is Yael Eckstein, President and CEO of the Fellowship. She recorded this update from a Fellowship bomb shelter shortly after Hamas first launched their rocket attacks.
The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is one of the largest sponsors of security in Israel. That we've built over 5,500 bomb shelters, and every single one of them are open right now. And what that means is that there are tens of thousands of Israelis sitting in bomb shelters and looking at the sign that says, "Donated with love by Christians around the world." And just that alone is so encouraging, as we have so many people against us and saying that Israel's bad and can't defend herself. Suddenly, all these Israelis know Christians around the world stand with them. So tomorrow, we're actually placing 20 more bomb shelters. The main hospital down south is called Barzilai Hospital, and they've had 3 rockets already hit their property, and all of the injured are being evacuated to Barzilai. So we're working with Barzilai to place bomb shelters in the parking lot all over the places that are most vulnerable. We're going to the bomb shelters and bringing everything that the people need. Food, water, medicine. We're working with the local municipalities to identify what those needs are, whether it's diapers for babies or formula or whatever it is in those public shelters. Also, for all the people whose homes have been hit, in order to get aid, somewhere to sleep, basic needs for the day. And so the fellowship is going to the homes of all the people whose homes have been hit by rockets, and we're making sure that they have a place to sleep tonight, that they have their basic needs taken care of. And so what we know is the old saying that has been true for over 70 years since Israel establishment. If Israel's enemies would put down their arms, there would be peace. If Israel would put down our arms, there would be no more Israel. And so just wanted you to remember that no matter what you see all over the world on the media, Israel wants peace. Israel wants security. Israel isn't just bombing the Gaza Strip and killing random people. Israel is targeting terrorists, and so many children in the Gaza Strip have already been killed because they were part of the rocket crews. Their parents are sending them to launch rockets at Israel so that when Israel targets the people who are launching rockets, Hamas could say, "Oh, Israel killed children." And so I just want you to keep Israel in your prayers. War is not good for anyone. War is something we try to avoid at all costs. Israel has lived side by side with Hamas ruled because we don't want war. But we will protect the people of Israel. We will not allow anyone to have Israel under fire, to be targeting civilians, to be killing civilians. Israel can't allow that. So join me in prayer. The guardian of Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. And thank you, each one of you, for being our voice on the ground. Let the world know what's happening in Israel. Let the world know the truth. Counter all the lies with truth. And spread us under your wings, Lord, and protect us from anything that may come. Let us only know peace. Od yavo shalom aleichem. May we know the day of peace. Toda, my friends, from here in the Holy Land. Shalom.
20 seconds. That's the amount of time Israeli citizens have to find a bomb shelter nearby in the event of an attack. 20 seconds, a small window of time, especially for scared children and elderly to get to safety. That's why mobile bomb shelters provided by the Fellowship throughout Israel are so important, especially when thousands of terrorist rockets are fired into Israeli neighborhoods in southern Israel and Tel Aviv. Right now, Israel and her people need our prayers and financial help. with an emergency gift of just $45 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, you'll help make it possible to build additional bomb shelters, now and in the future, to protect Israeli neighborhoods in the line of fire. Your donation today will also help provide emergency equipment for first responders, resources for homebound elderly, medical needs for those injured, water, food, and much more. The Fellowship's emergency response teams on the ground in Israel need your help now more than ever before. Here's the special phone number to call to make your emergency gift. 800-572-1313. 800-572-1313. That's 800-572-1313. Or you can donate online at protectisrael.org. That's www.protectisrael.org. You're listening to a special Emergency Bless Israel program on the terror crisis in Israel. Here is Yael Eckstein, President and CEO of the Fellowship. She recorded this update from a Fellowship bomb shelter in Israel.
What is this conflict called right now? Protecting the walls. Directly from the Bible, this is Operation Protection of the Walls. It's the walls surrounding Jerusalem. And we know it's not easy, but what we learn from the story of our ancestors in the Bible is that if we have eyes of godliness, if we know that God is with us, God will be with us. The second we start to fear and say, oh, Hamas has so many rockets, and Iran, they're working towards nuclear weapons, and we have Hezbollah who could launch thousands of direct missiles on Israel, that is our weakness. That's when God says, you think I'm not as big as Hezbollah's weapons? You think I'm not as big as Hamas's rockets that they're throwing at you? I'm bigger than that. And so as we are running to bomb shelters, as we are really in a state of crisis here in Israel, and I have 14 minutes until Hamas has threatened to send rockets exactly where I am, I'm taking these 14 minutes to say, I have faith. I have faith that we are an army of God. We are doing the right thing. We are defending ourselves in Israel, but while doing it in the right way. Targeting terrorists, not civilians. Launching rockets specifically at terrorists who are in the middle of doing terror attacks. We're not just going and destroying families like they're doing. A lot of the media you'll see is trying to equate Hamas launching rockets at Israeli cities and citizens with Israel responding and killing people in the Gaza Strip. No, no, no. Hamas is launching rockets into huge cities targeting civilians. Israel is doing direct to the terrorist in order to stop them from launching war on Israel, stop them from launching rockets on Israel. Israel is not targeting citizens. They're doing everything they can in order not to hurt or affect civilians. What other army sends leaflets down before they're going to bomb, that they say, we know there are weapons in this building. We have to destroy the weapons, and so we have to destroy the buildings, but please leave because we don't want to hurt you. What other army does that? That's what Israel's doing in the Gaza Strip, trying to destroy the weapons, destroy the terrorists, and leave the innocent civilians. And that's what I believe is righteous in God's eyes. We have to protect ourselves. We have to protect this land. The Jewish people have no other home. The Jewish people have no other land. The Jewish people have nowhere else to go. And so we're left with doing two things. Number one, remembering our names, remembering our roots, remembering where we came from, remembering that God wants us here, and that in order to have peace in this land, we have to always treat the foreigner with kindness, with respect, with dignity. But to find the terrorists who are threatening us and to make sure that they can't do that. So continue to have all the holy soldiers of Israel in your prayers. Continue to have the people of Israel in your prayers. And continue to remember and stand up for truth and justice and life and light. And to say, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem And I know that God will fulfill the next part, that all who love and bless and pray for Jerusalem will be blessed themselves. Shalom from here in Israel.
Psalm 122, verses 6 and 7 says, "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls." The people of Israel are in peril, once again facing anti-Semitic hatred, violence, and unprecedented rocket attacks from enemies vowed to her destruction. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground, helping those in harm's way. Thousands have been traumatized by these attacks, children, elderly, families, and our fellowship staff in Israel huddled in bomb shelters, hoping and praying for an end to hostilities. With an emergency gift today of only $45, you'll help the fellowship rush food, water, and critical supplies to Israeli citizens who need it most. Here's the special phone number to call and make your donation today. 800-572-1313. 800-572-1313. That's 800-572-1313. You can also donate online at protectisrael.org. Pat Boone reflects on how God protected Israel more than 40 years ago in what was called the War of Miracles.
Hatred toward God's chosen people seems never-ending, but God's protection is limitless. In 1967, seven Arab countries proclaimed, as of today, there no longer exists an international force to protect Israel. We shall apply total war, which will result in the extermination of Israel's existence. And those seven Arab armies surrounded Israel with 465,000 troops, more than 2,800 tanks, 800 aircraft. Israel began the fight with a preemptive airstrike against Egypt. That war was over in just 6 days. Journalists called it the War of Miracles. Yes. God has protected Israel from the beginning of time and will continue to do so. He always keeps his promises to his people. There's great wisdom in standing with God and in striving with him to bless and support the nation of Israel, and I do. This is Pat Boone.
Today, we're asking for your prayers and financial help for the protection of Israel. With an emergency gift of $45, you'll help the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews provide emergency essentials needed right now, including building bomb shelters for Israeli families living in the line of fire. Your donation, large or small, sends a powerful message that the people of Israel are not alone. Israel needs our support now more than ever before. Your gift, your emergency blessing today of $45 or any amount God leads you to give today will help save lives. Here's the number to call and make your emergency gift to bless Israel. 800-572-1313. 800-572-1313. That's 800-572-1313. Or you can donate online at protectisrael.org. That's www.protectisrael.org. Bishop Paul Lanier, Chairman of the Board for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and Pastor of Hope Community Church in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, provides a closing prayer for Israel on our program today.
In a few moments, I'm stepping downstairs to our sanctuary of the church I pastor, and there hundreds of people are going to gather and join me in praying for Israel. I'm believing that in this most perilous hour, the most difficult since 2014, that whether it's in the streets of Jerusalem or in the skies from Hamas and Gaza, or wherever it might be that the enemies of Israel might seek to inflict and to wound, to maim, I'm believing that God will use this fellowship to alleviate, to heal, to bind up the wounded, to feed, to clothe, to build more bomb shelters. Nobody should have to live like this. And yet again, Israel is having to pick up arms just to defend its right to exist and to preserve its next generation. I want to pray now, but before I do, I want to make this statement. For whatever reason, it seems good to the Lord that I serve as chairman of the board of directors for the fellowship. It is your fellowship, the largest humanitarian effort, social welfare agency in Israel. But I'm convinced it's more effective because it's much more than a humanitarian effort by flesh. Our scriptures say it's not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm convinced that this extraordinary God is about to reveal himself, and all the world will know there is a God in Zion. Almighty God, you are the Lord of us, and we praise you. And we declare that there is none like you in all the world. And time and again, you have been there for your people in that one Israel and that one capital, Jerusalem. And yet again, your people are under siege. I pray as we have prayed, and we fast and we give. As Christians, Jesus spoke of giving and praying and fasting together. This church gave to be part of what you're doing. Our family gave to be part of what you're doing. And I'm believing, oh God, that yet again, you will allow the servants to walk outside like the servant of Elisha and not be intimidated again by the enemies that seem innumerable, that seem indomitable. But you will cause the people of Israel to look and see the angel armies of heaven standing together in the authority and power of Almighty God, and that you will use this time for your own name's sake, that you will bring great success, and you will cause great peace, and you will silence those who sneer, and you will remove those who threatened, and you will bind those who are wounded, and secure those who feel so fragile. You will heal those who are wounded, and you will comfort those who have grieved, because that is who you are to your people. Prove yourself, O God, and we give you praise, for you are that one God. You are that one Lord. You are the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Amen.
Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Friends, this is our last opportunity on our program today to ask for your help. Israel needs our prayers and support more than ever before. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground delivering life-saving aid. Terrorist missiles have hit Israeli neighborhoods throughout southern Israel and Tel Aviv. Bomb shelters are overflowing. Israelis are facing and will continue to face threats of violence and destruction. The elderly, pregnant women, children, and families are in desperate need of our support. Your emergency gift of only $45 will help rush food, water, and critical supplies to Israelis affected by this terrorism. Here's the special phone number to call to make your emergency gift. 800-572-1313. 800-572-1313. That's 800-572-1313. God's promise in Genesis 12, verse 3, is that he will bless those who bless Israel. Please pray to God and ask him what he would have you do today to help his chosen people of Israel.
If God puts it on your heart to help these people, then you're doing the right thing. It's all got to come from the Lord speaking through you and giving you the insight to say, this is where I need to take some of my resources and help others. And I know through our offerings, we can take what the Lord has blessed us with and spread it out across the world. And it gives you a good feeling that you are a part of that.
A donation today of just $45 or any amount, large or small, will help save Jewish lives now and in the future. Our friendly fellowship operators are standing by, ready to take your call. That number one last time is 800-572-1313. 800-572-1313. That's 800-572-1313. Or you can donate online at protectisrael.org. Bless Israel is presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.